Jazz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Jazz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Welcome to the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Hey.
Pam's over there.
Hello.
Phil is over there.
What's up?
All right, AJ, we'll start with you.
You guys got me really fucking good today. I've never had in 54 years anyone play a April Fool's prank on me. Actually, if you say 50 years, take the first 4 years away, because when you're 4 years old, I'm pretty sure no one does that to you.
They do it all the time.
I swear to God, I did not. I mean, it seemed so friggin' real that there was a memo put out about dress code, which has never been a dress code in this place ever at PLR. There has never been a dress code at all, and all of a sudden there's this
edict. I think there's got to be some sort of a dress code.
And there was
you can't wear a nighty.
There was nothing. Well, you know, that's an assumed thing, but I mean, there was never one like itemized, and it just seemed like to me like it was targeted towards me. Like flip flops was number two on the list. I'm like, fuck, you know. I'm like, really?
And then tank tops.
And tank tops, which, you know, I only
that's
do
your
that,
Friday wear.
I only do that. Well, no, because our studios get really, really hot in the summertime.
You do it to show off your muscles.
You do.
Well, it does help. Yeah, but yeah. I'm just saying. But you know, if I had a beat body, I wouldn't do it. But yeah. But in any event, you know, there has never been something like this, and you guys played it to the hilt. I mean, I really, honestly, the hook went on my mouth. Like, I got pulled in. I was so friggin' mad. I don't even remember half the stuff I ranted about, to be honest with you. I'm like,
it was a blinding rage where you forgot some of the stuff that happened.
I have no idea how much crap I shot out my mouth and everything. And then all of a sudden, you guys, you know, especially when you were doing the, you know, oh, this is thank you, God.
Thank
this
God.
Is great.
I mean, I don't have to see the stupid man feet.
Oh, my God. I'm
answered to my prayers.
I was like, really? And it just got to me. Just like, I just boom.
I saw your demeanor, your tone, your color.
Yeah.
The whites of your eyes turned to black.
So mad.
I saw the clouds over you turn to black.
Did you hear the music?
It was like right from Ghostbusters. Right. It was bad shit.
I became Gozer. Yeah.
It was the descent into madness. He's like the snowball that starts the avalanche, and you see it rolling and picking up speed and getting bigger and more out of control and doing damage, and now all of a sudden it's just fucking, you can't stop it.
No, let's go mythical here. I was the tempest, and I bring you the storm.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And then the storm came.
And then you have our boss, Kristen, come on, and now I'm like, fuck, I'm in trouble, because I've never...
Oh, you went nuts. You were basically saying you were going to quit.
Basically, yeah.
You were.
I was.
You were dialing it back as it went along.
Yeah,
because
then all of a sudden common sense
rage,
came back. Yeah. Oh,
your first explosion...
Yeah, I blew it.
...was
yeah, big time.
Fuck this.
Exactly. I was really?
Done.
Now you, people can tell me how to fucking dress, really, at the time I come in. I was like, I was irrational. And then you have her come on, and I'm like, fuck, really? And I'm like, now I'm like, oh, wow, I really stuck myself out there. And all of a sudden, you know, realizations are coming. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like,
she was great. And she made a funny analogy that, AJ, it's been 7 years since you had a raise. And coincidentally, that's how long I've been in charge.
Right.
Yeah, that was good.
It was kind of a little poke.
And at that moment, I said, oh, shit. I'm pretty sure I peed a little.
You peed a little?
I peed a little.
Yeah.
A little poop came out, a little ball.
No poop.
In the
I
pants.
Took care of that morning. But
and then she reinforced that not long after, where she's like, look, AJ, you want to wear flip-flops? Go for it. But this is our policy. Like, she just, like, very calmly didn't ever get too upset. And that's when you know, fucking, we mean business. Like, not like, you're going to follow the policy. It's like, all right, hey, this is our policy. You
do what you
got to
do.
Go
we're
right
do
ahead.
What we got to do.
And AJ, like, at that moment, AJ was on the verge of being compliant with the dress code. Like, at that point, he was like, all right, it sunk in. He was like, I really have to do this.
I got no place to go right now.
Phil's going to make a montage of this and play it, so it'll be the highlights.
Right.
And there was one moment during your initial fucking meltdown, total nuclear meltdown, that I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, you know, this is great, but if he grabs his head and dies right now, this is going to be my fault.
I would love to see what my blood pressure was at that point. Because I feel
like
thermometer.
We should have a meter. Like, people should be able to watch it.
Oh, my God. Chaz and AJ TV.
Like, your blood pressure. Like, it's on the side of the screen.
Like, the screen goes
red.
On
your screen.
Or the screen just goes red.
Yeah, you know, like, on those special ops missions, they have all the vitals to all the members of the team.
Right.
But they should have all the vitals for us.
Exactly.
Yours would have been just fucking red
black.
Line.
Yeah.
Boop, boop, red boop, line, boop, black,
black,
crazy.
Yep.
Yeah.
And screen goes out.
We lost AJ.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then when you guys ultra ran and said April Fools, I'm like, holy crap. I was like, I was relieved when it was April Fool and also relieved that I could still wear flip-flops. We're good.
That's
yeah,
what you're more concerned about.
And then you were embarrassed.
Right. Totally embarrassed. I mean, I feel like an asshole right now, but yeah. I guess that's part of the April Fools.
I think everyone who's in a relationship has had a morning where they wake up, you know, and they're like, ew, what did I do last night?
Exactly.
What did I say?
Exactly.
What did I say?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Exactly.
Ooh.
But usually alcohol's involved. I did it
right.
Sober.
And yeah, I should have added that. Anyone who's in a relationship and drinks on the weekend.
Had that thing happen. Yeah.
Has woken up to, what did I do?
Or what is your name? Exactly.
What did I say?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You got to go on the apology tour.
The cool thing was that I sent an email out to all you guys saying, honestly, congratulations. You guys got me good.
Fucking great email.
I sent it to Kristen as well. She was like, you know, I CC'd you guys. And she threw on, she said, mission accomplished. And she said, now I want to know, I'm going to get you a pair of flip-flops for Christmas. So I work out. And it's a bonus, actually. I make out.
It worked out. You got your raise.
Right, exactly.
Maybe they'll be fancy, too.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
So, there's your raise.
There's my raise.
You can't say I haven't had a raise in 7 years.
I want a good pair.
Because that's more than your normal.
Walmart.
That's above your salary.
I want a Sanic or at least Teva. I don't want Walmart.
I would not push that issue.
Like I said, anything's fine.
If they're
the $5 ones that they have over at Old Navy each summer work school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, right before we got Kristen on the phone, I radioed into AJ's studio and I said, you want me to get Kristen on the phone? He's like, no, because I'm going to do anything they want me to do anyway. So he was already going from, this is my line in the sand to, I'll do whatever.
Yeah, the sand shifted.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at that point, he realized he had a plan. He can come in, he can wear his flip-flops, and then, like, the minute, like, people started coming in, then he could just, like, kick them off under the and, like, do the swap. And then when he left, he could just put them back on.
Exactly. Right. And it all worked out.
Yeah.
I go out the back door.
He was making plans to bring shoes, to have spare shoes here.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Well,
it was
that was fun.
Plan.
I'm glad you guys all had a good time. I lost 5 years of my life, but we're good.
And Phil managed that well because people were tweeting us.
Yeah.
Like, April Fools, right?
Block.
Yeah, so many people are like, hey, AJ, it's March 31st. What is tomorrow? And I'm like, hey, just give us, like, 10 minutes. Just, we got it. We got it. Just 10 more minutes.
When you said Mamsie was concerned, I'm like, oh, my, this is real.
No, Mamsie was not one of the people who figured it out. She was like, oh, my God, his heart is going to explode in his chest.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She was legitimately worried.
Well, she's also, because she's going to the comedy show tonight. She doesn't want to make up one less comedy.
Right. I already bought these tickets.
Yeah.
They're non-refundable.
Otherwise, just Gary and Dave, which are much better than me, but yeah.
It'll still be a great show, but it's better with AJ.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what I got.
Well, we had fun.
Yeah.
Enjoy your show tonight.
Congratulations, you guys kicked ass.
I think people are going to, you know, this is one of those deals where you're going to go out and you're going to hear about this for a while.
Oh, I know I will.
Yeah.
Even mom will say something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Oh, yes. She wants to do a flip flops, huh? What is it? My dad's gonna go. What is it they're doing? Because my dad never quite gets it.
Right.
So he's gonna be like, so what's going on over here? So what do you want to do about that? You know?
Yeah.
Like he wants a battle plan.
So what? He'll hear about it.
He'll
from
hear
your
about
mom?
It. He'll forget most of it, and then you know, and then he'll come up with his own like.
Yeah,
what
so what's going
heard.
On with your flip flops?
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Right. So yeah. So I'll hear about that later on tonight. My nightly call with them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, congratulations, you guys.
Well,
you guys kicked
we had
ass.
A good time with
I have never, ever.
And you're a good sport. But yes. Who, you know, I knew you were going to get upset, but I didn't think you were going to go into violent rage.
No.
Holy fucking shit.
I went in during one of the breaks, and he was like, yeah, dude, I was so mad. I have no memory of some of the shit that I was saying. He's I completely blanked.
I blacked out.
Over flip-flops.
Yeah.
He was...
Flip-flops.
It was over flops.
Flip fucking flops. Really.
Okay. I feel embarrassed enough as it is.
When AJ found out that I was recording him off the air, he was really mad. I think that like
he felt betrayed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry about that.
But that's part of the show.
Right.
He was flopping mad.
Yeah. Oh,
when Pam said I recorded him off the air, I was like, you know, this is what this team does. This is this team at its best.
Yeah, we work together.
I'm like, Pam, gold star in the paper today.
Yes.
What do we got?
There is one thing, though, that I will leave you with. Payback is a bitch.
And you are the master of that.
I am the revenge master.
All right, we'll see.
Oh, God.
Next.
You were a good sport about it, AJ.
Yeah, thank you.
And, you know, we shouldn't have been surprised, and we kind of should have seen the anger coming, because you're a guy who will watch someone park a little bit out of the lines and eat pizza and have a fucking freak out over it.
Oh, I deserved it, though.
I really should have seen that meltdown coming.
It's one of those plans you put in place and you're like, this will be good. And then as it's happening, you're like, this is 100 times better than we could have ever hoped.
Oh, my God.
I could see it was flaming out faster than it was like this rocket going through it, the orbit, you know? And it's like, wow.
I left too hot, though.
Yeah, right off the bat. I wanted Kristen to call at 9. First, I wanted her at 8:30. And then after the initial freak out, I'm like, we need to ride this.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw, wow, he's flaming out fast.
Yep.
Like, we need to pull the cord on this.
I left too hot.
I know we got to play our commercial spots. We got to play our songs. But damn, if that wasn't one of those times, I just wish we could have been on the air for the entire 45-minute cycle of that entire thing and just slowly hear.
Or just pushed everything off and just gone to break when he was peeking out.
You could see, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, you could see the pinnacle, and then here comes the descent.
I actually need a nap now because I burned myself out. I'm fucking tired now.
Over flip-flops.
Yeah. Yep.
He's got no energy left.
Flip-flops.
I gotta recoup my energy for tonight's show now.
Right.
AJ, when did you see the email first, or did you hear about it first on air?
When you said there was an email, a big email from Phil, goes, I guess I'm in trouble. I went, oh, cool, Phil's in trouble. Well, come on, that's what everybody else does.
I will say, I knew that's what would loop him in. I did. If I said AJ's in trouble, AJ would be like, I don't give a fuck. I'm not reading this. I was like, oh, man, I think I'm already in trouble. I knew AJ would be like, yay! Because he and Pam share that. Whenever someone else not named AJ or Pam gets in trouble, they're like,
trouble.
It is our all-time favorite thing.
Someone else begins slapping around.
It's not us! We didn't fuck up this time.
We actually do a high five.
Yeah! We did. We look at each other like,
best day ever.
Yes.
Fuck you guys, by the way.
Oh, that was great.
That's what made me go. I'm like, oh, good. Oh, what happened?
And then when you read it.
Wait a minute. Flip-flops.
You know, and I'm glad Phil did it right at the beginning of the news break because we needed all of that time.
Yeah.
Now, like, if he waited.
I'm like, is that important? We're actually interrupting news for this?
I jumped in.
I'm like, what is this? Oh, my God. I'm going to see.
Yeah, everybody was great. Like, it was just so much fun.
The best part, too, is Mark Boughton is in studio, totally in the dark.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just like, I am so uncomfortable. I'm just going to take the legal approach because I don't know what else to offer right now.
He was being a bro.
Oh, I love it.
He was being a total bro to me.
Well, a couple things with that. One, here's my one regret. That Kristen, I talked to her off the air on the phone in the cue speaker, which the cue speaker, anyone who's in my room can hear it. Mm. And so Boughton, the mayor, knew before we went on the air that it was a joke.
Oh, he did a good job.
His reaction.
To the reveal. Oh.
Right. He's like, this is a joke.
Oh.
Like, I wish I had that on the air. That was my only regret, that I didn't somehow communicate with Kristen without him being able
Probably
to hear
texted.
It. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But
for future.
So that's my only regret.
Right.
But everything, like, he was in for the whole ride right up until about 4 minutes before the reveal.
So I'm good for like the next 5 years, right? As far as like pranks going.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
That's how long it'll take us to cook up the next one that'll match this. Because the bar has been set very high now.
Yeah, that was
And you're
really
going to be on the lookout every year now.
Oh, freaking.
And next year. You know, given it's radio, if we're all here next year.
Right.
It's on a Sunday.
Yeah, but it's on a Saturday this week, and you still managed to get me.
It's the day before, so it's like April Fool's Eve.
Right.
You know? I think when it's on a Sunday, it's like a little too early, and then Monday is too late.
Yeah.
You know? So I think next year is a complete break.
Fine.
But that was, you were great. It was a lot of fun. Oh, man. So much fun. You need a nap.
I need a nap.
Yeah, it's like the Hulk after he like just beats up a city.
Yeah, back to the banner again.
Needs to take a break.
I need a pair of pants and a shirt and a nap.
Yeah. Pam, did you have anything?
This is all I've wanted to talk about all day.
Yeah, me too.
This is my favorite topic.
Yeah.
This and Golden Corral, of course. I'm loving the Golden Corral.
Oh, the Golden Corral.
Again, because someone fucked up not named Pam.
That's what it is.
High five.
Yeah.
Best day ever.
You know, I thought maybe this is brilliant marketing on their part.
It could be.
But then everyone's calling up saying, yeah, one in Poughkeepsie, late opening. And then they finally opened. They're closed a month later.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It sounds like maybe.
They're not very good at grand openings.
They don't have the best East Coast staff.
No.
Yeah.
No. I know that they're gangbusters in like Arizona, places like that. I mean, that's the place to go.
Mm.
But one more thing on AJ's anger, then we'll move on. So he was pissed off about this Golden Corral opening because it's right near the McDonald's where they have the car club.
My cruise night. Yeah.
At McDonald's. And they already brought up in the meeting like 2 months before their first cruise night that we need to have a strategy.
Exactly.
We
got to have a battle plan.
We got top military guys in my club, and they think ahead. They see the battle coming, and they got a plan mapped out.
Those are the people that you want.
Exactly.
And so 2 months before this thing even opens,
we see it on the horizon. We're going for it,
2 months before your cruise night, but right before they open, you guys are planning.
We already know what we're doing. We got guys who are going to be coming a lot earlier and setting the parking lot
and
up.
Here's
the kicker.
That now it's been delayed and it might not open till around May, which would be your first.
That's okay. We're ready.
But it's going to be the most.
Nope.
The most overflow.
Going to be. But you know what? You guys ain't parking in our fucking spaces. It's going to be all roped off early, like noon.
Right. Now, if you think he gets mad about flip-flops, you watch when they take a space at McDonald's for the cruise night.
Yeah, my
it's
car.
A whole other level.
Exactly. Yeah, then we're going nuclear here.
I want to buy AJ a fucking general's helmet he could just walk around in all night.
I'm not a general. I'm a good soldier.
You're like a lieutenant over
I'm a
there.
Good soldier.
Yeah. I'm a good soldier.
I do what I'm told.
But Golden Corral, we'll have to make a trip there.
Oh, right.
I think
we
the four of
to.
Us should go
right.
when it opens.
Right, I'll buy depends.
Like, it's crazy
I'm
busy.
I'm sick that night.
Yeah.
To be fair, I will sample it.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Yeah. And Phil, did you have anything?
Yeah, so back to like fucking up. I fucked up a lot this week, so I almost died on the dumpling.
Oh, right.
I left the fucking turkey in the fridge. And
freezer.
Then,
mm-hmm.
Whatever. No,
since
I think
November.
It was in the fridge.
It was in the freezer. That turkey was still good. That bird died for nothing.
Nah, fuck that. I threw it away. It was just, it was in there since November 22nd.
This is a guy who tries to kill geese with baseballs.
I still have my turkey for that they gave me. It's still in the freezer. You can freeze them for a while.
Oh, you didn't eat it for Thanksgiving?
No, because we already had a turkey. We went out for Thanksgiving. Went to our her parents' house.
Oh.
So yeah, no, mine's still sitting in the freezer. They do last a while.
Did you have a point, Phil?
No, I was just like, I've been fucking up all week. And then my tires on my Jeep. So like back in like the end of the summer, I was like, these are pretty much done. And it was just like a bout of weddings. And I'm just like, you're giving money. You're doing all the travel. You're buying suits. You're renting tuxes. You're doing all this shit. Then all the fucking holidays are coming. So you're like, we got to get this gift. We got to do this. We're going to be down here. So I'm like, I got to wait. I'm uncomfortable, but I got to wait. So I'm waiting, and then we have a pretty light winter, not too bad with the snow. So I'm like, all right, you know what? If I can get through the winter, I'll be happy.
Slide right through.
Mm-hmm. So like 2 weeks ago, I'm driving on the highway, and I noticed that I'm just getting like a little rattle on my steering wheel while I'm driving. I'm like, this isn't really good. But I don't even think tires. I'm like, it might just be
alignment.
Yeah, alignment. There's a little shimmy. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's some snow gunked up underneath.
Right.
And it's
shitty
just,
Connecticut roads.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The worst.
Which we did learn are the worst in the nation.
That's right.
So I'm like, yeah, well, let's see if this loosens up. And it didn't. It was getting worse and worse. I'm like, fuck. So I take it to a place and I'm like, hey, can you just take a look and just make sure everything looks how it's supposed to look? I don't know if a tire's loose or what's going on. They're like, yeah, no, everything's exactly how it looks. Everything's clean. Everything's together. It's tight. Your tires are a piece of shit. And I'm like, oh, it's the tires are that bad? So he's like, yeah, you see this? He rolls the tire back. He goes, you see how smooth it is here? I go, yeah. He goes, that's bad. He goes, but, and then he rolls the tire like a quarter turn, and all these fucking metal spines are sticking out. I wore it all the way down to the fibers. He goes, this is about as bad as it gets. He goes, your tire has no life left.
It's gonna blow.
He goes, you need to get this fixed today. And I'm like, ah, oh, God.
Not today. Today.
Today.
Today.
Do not wait.
Like every day. Today.
Every day.
Today.
Today. Yeah.
That's about as far as you can go.
Yeah.
It's about as far as
you can go. Your money's worth the tires.
So when I, you know, my first couple cars, I would run the tires right down.
Oh, yeah, right till they exploded.
Yeah,
yep, mm-hmm.
I have a blowout.
Because they're so expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
They really are. So $640 yesterday for a realignment and four new tires.
But you know what? That's good for the next 4 years, I'd say.
Really?
Yeah.
Four?
Really? My tires are on my truck right now, well, I'll do as much
AJ,
as
you live a mile from the station.
All right, so then, yeah, so 10 years for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But good. So now you got good tires.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Not going to die. And it's amazing. That's all they did.
Not because of tires.
he's got proper attire.
Yeah, he's got proper attire.
Four new tires and your car, it feels like a brand new car. It's like you never realize how bad like your windshield wipers get till you put the new ones on. You're like, how am I living this way?
Why didn't I do this like a year ago?
Behind the wheel.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Good. So. I'm glad you got good tires.
Yeah, me too.
From Town Fair Tire, who they advertised with us.
Oh, they were real nice. I was expecting they were going to come out and like really like, dude, whatever you did with your tires, can't ever do this again. They're like, yeah, we're going to put new ones on right now.
Yeah.
I've seen worse.
They're good people. Email any questions you have for the show. When we go out, we always get questions. And I think, wow, we should.
You're the cops.
Yeah.
Where you been tonight?
Like, are you on anything right now?
Exactly. What's in your pocket?
Do you have any mental issues?
Right.
Are you on medication?
Yeah. Did you know I hit that person?
But any questions you have, a lot of people ask, like, what time you get up and what time you leave the station.
Right.
All those questions. We'll use this because we don't get a chance to talk about it a lot on the air.
Yeah.
We'll use this forum to answer those questions. So if you have them, email them to me, chaz@wplr.com. It's chaz@wplr.com. Be happy to, and we'll do this at the end of the Week in Review podcast. We'll answer the questions you send. And then one other thing, and it might be too late by the time you hear this, Best of New Haven is on our Facebook page. Probably when this first goes up, there'll be a few hours left. By Saturday, it's over.
Yep.
But if you could go and help us out, Best of New Haven, we'd like to win it.
Please.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't like to win it?
I love winning.
Yeah. So subscribe to the podcast, which is great because it just ends up right in your phone.
Yep, boom.
It's like a U2 album that you actually want.
Done and done.
Mm-hmm. And then make comments and all of that stuff.
All the good shit.
Thank you for listening. And AJ, relax, get a break.
Yes,
right?
I'm good now.
Thank you for listening to the Week in Review podcast. We very, very, very much appreciate it. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Bye-bye.
Pam's over there.
Bye-bye.
Phil's over there.
See ya.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.